Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom, and we are now in the final podcast of the fourth chapter of Masechet Baba Kama, beginning on Daf Mem He Amud Aleph. But the piece of the Mishnah that we're going to be looking at first is the first half of Mishnah Tet, which appears on Mem Dalet Amud Bet. So please turn back. So if you handed an animal over to any of the four kinds of Shomrim, nichnesu tachat abalim, they then stand in lieu of the owners, meaning muad mishalom nezek shalom, matam mishalom chatzin nezek. So if I, as a shomer, take an animal, and it's a short time and it does damage, I have to pay half nezek, nezek shalom, I have to pay full nezek. Now, back on the Gemara, daf mem hei amud aleph, Tana Rabbanan, we have a braita that explicates this. Arba'a nichnesu tachat abalim, there are four categories, people who stand in lieu or in place of the owners. Ve'elohen, shomer chinam v'asho'al, nosesachar, v'hasocher. Just to clarify quickly, a shomer chinam is someone who accepts relatively less liability than any other shomer. He's watching as a favor and not getting paid. Shoel is the opposite. He accepts the most liability because he's borrowing and is not paying any rent. Nosesachar v'asocher is someone in the middle. Nosesachar is someone who is watching for hire. V'hasocher is somebody who rents. So there, because the hana'a is somewhat split between the owner and the shomer, the level of shmira is somewhat in the middle. Now, hargu, tamin, naharginu, v'tru, nakofer, mo'adin, naharginu, v'shamin, takofer. Right? So, in any of those cases, if the animal kills, then the animal dies. If it's a short time, there's no kofar. There's short muad, there is kofar. And of course, that means that if I, as a shomer, allow the animal to go out and kill, then I have to pay for the dead animal back to the owner. I have to compensate him for it. Now, v'chayavin l'hachzir d'mei shor l'ba'alav. There we go. I have to pay for the shor. Chutz mishomer chinam. The one exception to that is if I'm a shomer chinam, then I do not have to pay for the shor. Now, that's the braita. Amri Heshidami. So in the Beit Midrash, they asked, what's the case where I'd be liable in all three Shomrim and exempt as a Shomer Chinam from paying back for the shore? Idanatre, if he watched improperly, Filukulunami leaf through, they should all be potter. Filonatre, if it's a case where he didn't watch improperly, Afilu Shomer Chinam Nechayiv. Even a Shomer Chinam should be Chayiv. If he leaves an animal walking around outside and does damage, he should be Chayiv. So Amri Achamaskina, and this is what their answer was. What's the circumstance? To natre shmira pchuta velo natre shmira ma'ula. That he guarded him with minimal guarding, but not with excellent guarding. And so therefore, for instance, he put the ox in the corral and closed the door of the corral, and that was it. A strong ox, a strong-willed ox, could get out of that. But it was shmira pchuta. Shomer chinam kaltalo shmirato. So this is the first answer they give. Then a shomer chinam, his shmira is up to that point. And therefore, more than that is not expected of him. He's not liable. Hanach lo kalta shmiratan. The rest of them should do more, and therefore they're liable if the animal got out, has to be killed because he killed, then they have to pay for an animal back to the owner. Now, Amri, come on. Then, in the further discussion of Beit Midrash, they said, well, if that's the case, whose authority does this follow? And because we have machloket, Rami and Rabbi Yehuda, about what a shomer sachar is. Is he like a shomer chinam, or like a socher? Let's see. Ikra meir ha'amar socher k'shomer chinam dami. A socher is like a shomer chinam. A renter is like a shomer chinam. If that's the case, then a socher has the same level of requirements as a shomer chinam. And the exceptions should be two. Lit nichutz shomer chinam v'asocher. It should be you have to pay back if you're a shoel or a shomer sachar. Shomer chinam and a socher don't have to pay. And we only listed shomer chinam as the exception. V'ikra Yehuda, who disagrees with him and says that a shomer socher is like a socher, and shomer chinam is really out, then Rabbi Yehuda would fit better because shomer chinam is really the odd man out, but he has another problem. Ha'amar shomer socher k'nosa socher dami, nit nichutz mi shomer chinam v'chulan v'muadim p'turin l'inyan kofer. However, Rabbi Yehuda would also say that a muad is potter l'inyan kofer, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, as we'll see a little bit later on, that minimal shmirah is enough for a muad. And therefore, since we have to be talking about muadin, because that's where kofar comes in, you'd have to say he's not liable because a shmirah pchuta is enough. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Meir. So Rav Huna bar China, that's the first answer. Hamani Rabbi Lazari, it's a third opinion. Tamar Ein Lo Shmira Al Sakin. We'll see this in a few lines. Rabbi Lazari is of the opinion that once a shor is a shor muad, there is no shmira, meaning you're always liable. Nothing you could do is good enough, and therefore you're liable. Well, even shomer socher, somebody like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about a socher, and therefore he says the only one who's off the hook is a shomer chinam. Shomer socher, not good on socher dami. That's one take. Habayam early olam k'Rab Meir. No, our Mishnah is Rab Meir. Uchenamachli for Rabbi Baravu, Avetani, Rabbi Baravu switched their positions. He had a different version of their positions. As it said, socher ketsa mishalim. How does a socher pay? Rab Meir omer k'shomer socher. Rabbi Yehuda omer k'shomer chinam. So you see, according to Rabbi Baravu, it's flipped. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that a shomer chinam, a socher is like a shomer chinam. Rav Meir is the one who says it's like a shomer socher, which means that according to Rav Meir, Rav Shomer chinam is really the odd man out, and that's perfect for our braita. Now, Amar Rav Elazar, Masar shor al shomer chinam, right? We hand the shor over to shomer chinam. Hizik chayav. If the shor does damage, you're liable. The shomer is liable. Huzak patur. But if the shor gets hurt by somebody else, he's not liable for that. That's kind of strange. Do you have to watch him or not? So Amri Hechidami, either Kabbal al-Yishmeran Zakav, if the Shomer accepted liability for damages, which we've seen earlier in the Masechet is something that's negotiable, Hafilu Huzak Namili Chayev, so then he should be liable if the animal got damaged. Vidalo Kabbal al-Yishmeran Zakav, if he didn't accept liability for damages, Hafilu Hizik Namili Pater, even if he did damage, he should be Pater. It should be consistent. Amravali Olam Shkibal al-Yishmeran Zakav. Cases were, as is usual, he accepted liability for damages. He recognized immediately, we knew that the shore has violent tendencies. Not a muad, but he has gourd. Stam is melta, so what's the default? Although azil ihu mazik achrini. Stam is that he doesn't go and hurt others. Kabil alei, so there, that he accepted. He'll make sure he doesn't hurt anybody else. Da'ati achrini mazik ilei lived today, but somebody else coming to hurt him, that he didn't have in mind, and that he didn't accept. Because he didn't see that this animal was a lightning rod for others. He saw that he's a violent animal once in a while. So he accepted not to let him go out and damage. If he damages, he's liable. Okay, the end of Mishnah Tet, which is the end of the parak, is here. K'sharo b'alav b'mosera. If the owner tied up the animal, v'na'al b'fanav, and then closed the corral, k'ra'ui, v'yatsa v'hizik, and then he went out and did damage, Echad tam v'chad muad chayav to Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, both tam and muad are chayav. This is what we call shmira p'chuta, minimal shmira, and you're liable if it goes out and damages, according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda omer tam chayav, muad patur. Strange. But you're liable if a short tam gets out from that level of shmira. Tam needs shmira mi'ula, according to Rav Yehuda. But a muad, you're patur. He brings a proof text from the pasuk about a muad that says v'lo shmenu ba'alav, indicating that if he didn't watch him at all, then he's liable. But if he didn't watch him, if he watched him a little bit, that's not v'lo shmenu. Shemur was that. Rav Elazar Meir en lo shmira ala sakin. Rav Elazar takes the opposite position. It says that once it's a shor muad, there is no watching him. The only way to do it is to slaughter him. Now, my tam, Rav Meir, why does Rav Meir say that muad and tam both demand shmirah mu'ulah, and anything less than that, excellent shmirah, and anything less than that will leave you with a liability? Kasavar, stam shmirah la b'cheskat shimur kaima. He says that the stam case is that a person doesn't watch his shore. V'yam rachmanah, so what did the Torah say? Tam nechayev. Tam is chayev. So why are you chayev? The nibile shmirah p'chuta, because you have to put some sort of minimal shmirah on him. In other words, the Torah can't say that you're chayiv for a tam and then say you don't have to watch him at all. So there must be some shmira. So we're going to start with the smallest amount. Minimal shmira. Hadam rachmanav v'lo yishmiranu gabi muad. In the context of muad, it said, and if he doesn't watch him, which means he only watched him like a tam, the nibile shmira mu'ula. So that means that a shor muad needs excellent shmira. All right, at this point, tam, you're liable. So that means we expect you to watch him to some extent. Muad says, and if you didn't watch him, which indicates you didn't watch him better than that, which means he needs excellent watching. And the last step is v'yalef negicha latam negicha lemuad. The fact that the Torah says ki yigach in the context of tam and muad, so therefore you compare the two. Say just like you need excellent shmirah for a muad, you need excellent shmirah for a tam. Anything less than that, you're liable. That's Rav Meir. He starts from a different perspective. The Torah assumes that you're watching your shore. And the Torah still says you're chai for a tam. What does that mean? So the Torah obviously expects you to have excellent shmirah. Because even though we assume you're giving shmirah, you're still chayiv because you had to give better shmirah. And then in the context of the muad, it raised the bar even further by saying, and if you didn't watch it, you're chayiv. Once the Torah gives this arch demand and then adds another arch demand, it's really coming to negate. So the Torah knocks out Shmirah Me'ula. So therefore, the Torah knocked out Shmirah Me'ula only in the context of the last mention, which is V'loshmano Balav, is Muad. So Tam remains Shmirah Me'ula. Muad now goes down to Shmirah Pchuta. And you're going to tell me that it says Kigach, Kigach, which Rameir did, and therefore they should be the same. So Hamir Rachman v'loishmirenu. Therefore, we answer because the Torah said if he doesn't watch this one, lezev v'lolacher, meaning that the muad is the one that has the minimal shmira. The tam retains its old shmira muula. Ay v'hamim ba'ilei lelav, but you need v'loishmirenu for itself to say if he didn't watch it, just the meaning. Then the Torah could have just said, if he didn't watch, my v'loishmiren nu, why did it say he didn't watch him? Meaning that level of shmira is sufficient only for this animal, but not for the other one. The tam needs a greater level. Okay, and in a sense, although it sounds counterintuitive that a muad would need less shmira, there is something very appealing about it because a tam is always unexpected. And therefore, unless you really lock him up, you're liable the way that the Torah holds you liable. Once he's a shor muad, then we kind of get into a pattern of how we watch him. Tanra, b'lozim ben Yaakov mer, echad tam ve'echad muad sheshmara shmira pchuta patur. So he takes a position, unlike anybody else in the Mishnah, and that is, the minimal shmira is enough for both tam and muad. My tam, it was his reason. Savar lak Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, damar muad bishmira pchuta sagile, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a muad, we are satisfied with Shmirah Pechuta. V'yalif negich alatam negich alamuad. But he also accepts the Gzera Shava that Rabbi Yehuda did not like as V'lo Yishmeren Nu. Amar Bada Barahava, lo patar Rabbi Yehuda ela tzad ha'ada shebo. If you recall, Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that a short tam that becomes a muad is still half tam. So Rabbi Bada Barahava picks up on that and says, Rabbi Yehuda exempted, if you did Shmirah Pechuta and it goes out and damages, you don't say he's now Patalagam, right? Because he still is a half tam, and for that half tam you have to pay. It's only the half muad you don't have to pay for, meaning you still have to pay half damages. Satamun kumal medit, the tam half remains in its place. That's Ravada Barava. Now Rav makes a comment. Muad lekeren yamin in a muad lekeren small. What a strange statement. If the animal regularly gores with its right horn, doesn't mean that if it gores with its left horn, it's muad for that. So Amri Alibin Aman. Now, who's Rav's statement going according to? If it's following Rav Meir, who said you need Shmirah Mu'ula, Rechatam Achad Mu'ad, Shmirah Mu'ula Boy. So therefore, whether it's Tam or Mu'ad, you still have to watch him. And therefore, clearly, you are liable. If he normally gores with the right, you still have to give him Shmirah Mu'ula. If he gores with the left, you're Chayiv. Eyalibid Rabbi Yehuda, if you're following Rabbi Yehuda, so my ear, you're Karen Small. Why do I need Karen Small? Afilu Biyamin, Nami Eat Beitzad Tamud Fi Beitzad Mu'adut. Even the right horn, the one that he has been goring with, still has half tam, half muad. So how can you tell me that the right one is muad and the left one is the tam? So I'm really olam k'Rav Yehuda. Rav is really saying k'Rav Yehuda. V'losfir like Rav Ada Bar Ava. He doesn't accept Rav Ada Bar Ava's statement that, and he's trying to make that point that Rabbi Yehuda splits a muad into half tam, half muad. He rejects that. He says it's fully muad. Fully muad. This is what he's saying. Even in a case like this, where you could argue that it's half tam, half muad, of a muad legamer la mishkachar beitzad tamud klal, but something that's a sure muad, it doesn't have any tamut in it. It's totally muad, whatever rules apply to muad apply to the whole thing. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Lazar Omer, ein lo shmer el asakin. A sure muad got to be killed, that's it. Where does he get that from? He interprets v'lo yishmerenu not as a condition, but as a statement of fact. Shuv ein lo shmirah lezeh, meaning it can't be washed. And once it's shor muad, there is no shmirah. So Amar Abaye miata dichtiv lo yichasenu. If you're in the same parallel phrase that you find about a bore, if a person digs a bore and doesn't cover it, sanami shuv ein lo kisui lezeh, meaning once you've dug a bore, there's no way to cover it and be exempt. If you think such a thing about nam kisau karui, the Mishnah later on in Parakei and coming up says that if you cover a pit properly, patur, an animal falls in, you're patur because you covered it. So you can't say v'loy shmerenu means it can't be watched anymore. What he's talking about is a more global issue based on Minatan's drasha. How do I know you're not allowed to raise a bad, mean dog in your house? And you're not allowed to put a shaky ladder in your house. The Torah says about building a parapet around your roof that you're not allowed to put blood in your house. In other words, leave dangerous things around. So therefore, you can't raise a bad animal. Therefore, you can't leave a shaky ladder around. And therefore, if you have an animal that is already gored, Rabbi Lozer says you have to kill him. Have to get rid of the nezek. Hadran alach shor shnagach arba vachamisha baruch Hashem. We've successfully completed our study of the fourth parak of Masechet Bava Kama. In the next podcast, Amir Tzashem, we'll begin the fifth parak of Bava Kama, shor shnagach et hapara. Everyone should have a wonderful day.